From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In Houston, the criminal trial of Enron chief executives Jeffrey Skilling and Ken Lay has finished its sixth week. This week's star witness for the prosecution was Andrew Fastow, Enron's one-time chief financial officer. And joining me to discuss the ongoing legal shenanigans is Kurt Eichenwald. He's author of Conspiracy of Fools, and he's also writing about the trial for the New York Times. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. So Ken Lay has argued that he had no idea what his underlings were up to, but this week Fastow laid out some pretty dramatic testimony that Ken Lay did in fact know about what was going on and what he was up to, and what did he say?
Well, it's actually more limited than that. I mean, what Fastow was up to in terms of the partnership problems was all laid at the feet of Jeff Skilling. He said that Skilling knew what was going on. Lay's connection to Fastow was more on the level of Fastow saying in August of 2001 that I told Ken Lay about serious problems underlying the financial structure of Enron, and he went around and said things were great anyway. So it's a much more subtle distinction. Fastow never says that Lay knew about the illegalities, the illegal acts that he was engaged in. All of those allegations are brought against Jeff Skilling alone.
And not only knew about them, but blessed them.
That is what he's saying, yes.
And tell us specifically what those problems were. This involved the...
These involved an investment fund that Fastow ran called LJM2. And basically, LJM2 was this wacky idea where Enron was going to have this entity available to do financial transactions with, so they would be doing business with their own chief financial officer. What has been pretty well established is that many of those transactions were a sham, that they were, you know, sales that took place to LJM2 that weren't real sales because Fastow was given guarantees that he would never lose any money on what he purchased. Now, the crime here goes to anybody who knows about a guarantee against loss. And in his testimony, Fastow said that knowledge went to the level of Jeff Skilling, that Jeff Skilling did commit to guarantees against loss. Now, there are some problems with that testimony. He actually doesn't have a conversation with Jeff Skilling where there is that guarantee. He has conversations with Rick Causey, who tells him that Jeff Skilling has given a bear hug, is the phrase he kept using, that he is approving doing these guarantees.
And Richard Causey was the chief accounting officer at the time.
Correct.
And a bear hug is essentially a verbal agreement?
I've never heard the phrase used before in a criminal conspiracy, so I'm not quite sure exactly what it means. It was just very clear that he is accepting this. Now, you have a very big problem here, is that the link of evidence goes from now Fastow to Causey, and a jury is going to want to hear Causey to Skilling. They're going to want to hear, yes, I went in and Jeff Skilling said that we're going to do this. The problem is that Rick Causey is not on the witness list. So I'm not quite sure where the government goes from that point, unless they're just going to say, you know, Fastow heard it, therefore Skilling's guilty.
Kurt Eichenwald, author of Conspiracy of Fools. He's also writing about the trial for the New York Times. Thanks, Kurt.
Thank you.